Thank you, Brother John. It's good to come in your place of listening, wherever you may be this evening. I trust that you got your Bible. Turn with us for a little while into the Word of God and listen to what God has to say to us in this day. Man, I'd like to give out a revival announcement starting the first Sunday in September out at Black Oak in the Rich City community where we used to pastor. They're starting a revival there next Sunday morning. Brother Terry Pace, I'll be joining in Sunday morning. Then Monday night, Brother Ronnie Jones from McDonald, Tennessee, be joining in Monday through Wednesday at 6:30. And then Thursday through Saturday, Brother Jimmy Thomason from McDonough, Tennessee, which will be Brother Ronald Jones' son-in-law. So all three of these are real good men of God. So trust that you'll be praying for it and maybe be able to go to hear the preaching of the Word of God. Lord willing, we'll not be here next Sunday. We left a CD here for Brother John to play. Brother Billy Mitchell, maybe some people in the community have heard him back through the years. He's getting a little age on him. He's preached for years and years on radio all over this country and preached in churches all over this country. So we'd like to encourage you to listen to him next week, a real good man of God, do some good preaching. So we just left a CD here for him to play next Sunday. Well, we wouldn't be able to be here, but amen. So I want to get your Bible to turn with us. And we're in church this morning. Several things crossed our mind, and I had some other way we wanted to go, but this kind of got on our mind. A preacher was preaching about the church, how it used to be and how it is today, and our old elder forefathers and stuff. And there's a lot to be said. It probably takes a night of dark to get it all out. And I told my wife a while ago, I said, what do you do when you feel a mean streak? She said, I guess just get mean. So I kind of feel a mean streak today. I need to just preach the Word of God and try to get us to turn. I thought about and talking to my wife on the way over here, this election coming up, and hey man, and November, and people are just having fits on both sides. And I'm going to tell you just exactly like it is. It don't make no difference which one gets in there. Man's not going to straighten out our problem. Man's the one that got us in this problem, and man's not going to get us out. It's going to take a God of heaven to get us out of these problems that we're in today. We're going to have to turn back to him. And I would like to say this also. It come to our mind this past week was laying around the house, and I thought about years ago when men used to preach the Word of God. They didn't take their time, amen, correcting it. Didn't take their time saying it was misinterpreted. Didn't take their time of saying when the translators translate, they put the wrong word in there. Amen. I remember a time when men just ride back and preach it and leave it just like it is. But we're living in a generation today that's trying to correct the Word of God. God don't know what he said. I said say that and said to say this. And a few years back, me and a man was talking, and he was telling, trying to correct the Word of God, and over there the 10 virgins, he said, the Bible said they all slept and slumbered. Amen. So it does. The Bible said they all slept and slumbered. And he said, sleep and slumber mean the same thing. And I said, I'll beg your pardon. It does not. If you'll look it up, it's two different meanings of them words. Amen. And he went on and he said about the works of the flesh, where he said adultery, he said fornication. He said both of them the same. And I said, I'll beg your pardon. You look them up and search them out, and they're different. I asked him a question. I said, do you think God is so dumb that he has to say two words to get out one meaning? No, sir. God means just exactly what he says, and says just exactly what he meant when this Bible was interpreted. I believe men was interpreted or translated off of the original language to this on the pages of this King James Bible. I'm not talking about these HIV, but I'm talking about the King James Bible. I believe the same Holy Ghost that got on Peter, James, and John and had them to write the scripture to start the holy men as of old, as they were moved upon by the Holy Ghost, penned down this book for us. And I believe when it was translated, God moved upon the translators to translate it. And I don't think the Holy Ghost had them to translate it wrong. I don't care what the Bible says, and if a man can find one fault in this Bible, I'll throw it out the door. Amen. I'll quit preaching and just go out and live it up, because if he can find one wrong, I don't know which one it is. Amen. Thank God they say, well, when they translated, that word shouldn't have been there. It should have meant this. It should have meant that. Hey, they said just exactly what God wanted said. So I want to get that out of the way today. We need to get back and let God do the talking and us do the listening and doing what the Bible said. They were talking at church this morning about how churches used to be and the power of God used to be. So I want to go back just for a minute, if I can, and read in Luke chapter number 15, just for about three verses. Amen. It got on my mind and got heavy, these three verses. It would have been hard when the pastor got through to got up and just preached on these three verses. I want you to read out of your blessed book, if it reads like mine. Amen. The Bible said in Luke chapter number 15 and verse number 8, he said, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, I say, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which rejoice with me together. And when she hath found it, she called her friend and her neighbor together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I have lost. Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Amen. If correctly reading these a few verses of scripture. Now I want to say, back in Genesis chapter number 2, and verse number 24, the Bible said, when God was talking to Adam and Eve, amen, he said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. Amen. You look back and you read that, Adam or Eve, neither one had a father or had a mother. So why did God say that to Adam and Eve? I'll tell you exactly the reason why. He was setting an eternal law in gear that the marriage would be between one man and one woman. Amen. And Bible said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. He didn't say one man, thank God, and another man, or one woman and another woman. But thank God he said one. This cause a man leave father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. So I will say, God established, ain't God the home a long time before he did the church. Amen. You'll not find the church established until after the day of Pentecost. Some 4,000 years later, God established the church. But a God established a home a long time ago. How you say, preacher, why is a church in the trouble it's in today? It's because a home has got out of order. We've rejected how God said to run the home. Amen. Bless your heart. Our old forefathers
fathers.
Our old preachers that were dead. Are dead and gone. Amen. Maybe before I was ever born. I didn't go around and correct God. And tell him you could have three or four wives. Or four or five husbands. And still be right with God. What's wrong is. Amen. You notice this woman. How the Bible said she lost a coin. And she lost it down in her house. She didn't lose it down at the bar room. She didn't lose it over on the lake. Amen. But she lost it at home. You know where we've lost the power and the authority of God at? How we've lost her down at the house. We didn't lose it down at the church. You know the reason why? How that all this junk has come in our church today instead of worship. Amen. Praise teams. Skits and games. And gimmicks is because we've lost the presence and the power of God down at the house. Amen. By the glory you hear. Where she had 10 coins. And the number 10 means a testimony. Our law. Our responsibility. You know what happened? How this woman lost her testimony down at the house. Amen. So when I lose our testimony down at the house, ain't no use of going to church, swinging from the chandeliers, pulling paneling off the wall, and jumping pews, if we've lost our testimony down at the house. We need to repent and sweep our way back into God. Amen. That's where our problem is today. Thank God we've lost her down at home. We've lost our testimony. Homes used to have a testimony. Our kids used to whenever I was a kid. I hear the preacher last Sunday night, and he got the stirred in my soul. A preacher, I believe about 54, 55 year old. He said what a blessing it was when he come home. Thank God he always had a same mama and the same daddy at home. A mama was at home waiting on. Now they come in. Hey man, they come in with this idea of your kids and my kids is going to kill our kids. They swapped wives and husbands. They've lost a testimony at home. Then trying to go to the house of God and tell somebody else what God will do for them. Amen. I bless your heart. She lost her testimony at home and she began to look for it at home. How do you know what we need to do today? How the Bible said she got her a candle. And the Bible said how she began to sweep. And God, the Bible said how thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. How do you know what we've done? How we've lost a testimony down at the house. I hear people today how that's been married three or four times. Amen. Come to the house of God and stand up and take over and try to run the church. You know what I want to do? I want to say shut up and sit down. Keep your mouth shut. You lost your testimony. And you know what you're doing? You're telling our young people in the house of God that it's all right to walk contrary to the laws of God. Amen. I told you I fell a mean streak. It's time we realize we've lost our testimony down at home. Hey man, I hear preachers today. I'm preaching their eyeballs out. How about men, women coming to church with their pantsuits on? Hey man, and low neck blouses. Hey man, and that ought not to be. No siree. I'll agree with you 100%. But what's wrong with dressing? I'm down at home to leave a testimony out to our neighbors. Amen. To our kinfolk and to our children. Amen. Your life is a testimony. How you go down to the house of God. I'll dress like you're ready to leave out. I'll go back home and dress like a harlot. I bless your heart. I know this is rough. But I felt it a coming before I got here. We've lost our testimony. And we've lost it down at the house of God. Amen. Have we ever find it back at the house of God? Have we ever get the house of God back in order again? Are we going to have to get our homes in order? Bible said she got a light, a lamp, or candle. Amen. She got something where she could see. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying we need to get this Bible at home. Amen. And turn the light on at home and see what's going on. I'm down at the house of God. Our old forefathers years ago, preachers, I can remember some of them. When I was a kid, God bless your heart. Amen, there they was. Thank God didn't come in with a Bermuda shorts on in the house of God. Amen, they didn't wear them at home either. Amen. I bless your heart, they had a testimony. When a sinner run upon an old man of God, they had respect for them. But the man of God don't have no respect today. So the world don't have any respect. Our mama put on a long dress. Our mama let her hair grow out. Our mama would look like a woman instead of looking like a man. Amen. Teach the little girls how to dress like girls instead of dressing like boys. Amen. They get their little boys. Amen. Give them haircuts. I'll get them out in the yard. Learn them how to play them grease. Amen. Or plow mew. I didn't play with dolls. Hang in over computer games. We need to get back down in our house and find where we've lost our testimony at. It's at the home, not at the house of God. I don't care how much we run our mouth at the house of God, if we ain't got a testimony at home, amen, bless your heart, we just as well just forget it. Amen. I remember a few years back when I was a pastor. I'm just going to put it out plain. I remember a few years back when I was a pastor. Had some older folks there in the church, and the women get out, and they'd dress like, well, ain't God, with their bullfighting britches on like it headed to Mexico. I to a bullfight, and one night the preacher preached for me. And I guess God up and I just corrected some of that stuff. Hey man, you say, preacher, I tell you what, I wouldn't have went to your church. At the time I was running about 50 there. Hey God, and they shouted over the preacher of the Word of God. And I remember telling them that night, if you ever I catch my wife down at Walmart with a pair of pants on, I said, if you come and tell me, I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll resign from this church. I'll walk out the door and I'll never come back in. This time some men of God I got down at their house and found their testimony again. Thank God the men of God take their little girls down at the house of God with what they call sundresses on. Not enough clothes on. How to make a hummingbird a set of laggards. Amen. And say how they love God. Hello. Boys about half grown, just about naked, and their wives, my, what a mess, how we're living in the day, and wonder why sinners
waters. Ain't no Holy Ghost of God how to draw them anymore. How we've got so far away from God today in our generation. If he were to come through a 40-acre field, how we wouldn't know him with a name tag on. How, friend, we've got in trouble with God. How we've lost our testimony. And we've lost it down at the house. Amen. I remember a time if you went around the preacher's house, amen, around where he was, you kindly straightened up your act. Because he was a holy man of God, he acted holy, walked holy, talked holy. Amen, you showed respect for him. Amen, but some in the community where I live, amen, they get out there on their lawnmower without a shirt on and short breeches on. Amen, I don't want one of them dudes are preaching to me. Amen, if you don't know about God, the God to clothe him, you say, preacher, you way out of the Bible. You go back to the book of Genesis where they, Adam and Eve sinned there. How you find where they made them aprons out of fig leaves. And that didn't please God one bit. It took the blood of that lamb how to cover their sin. But God didn't just stop with the blood. And the Bible said he took the skin of that animal. He made them coats. And you set your fat word coats. It means from their neck down to their feet. And you say, preacher, you well. No, I preached this one time at camp meeting. Along these lines, and they were two theologians there that had been, amen, off to college, and I took hold of a name. I said, if I miss it, you call me down. Thank God, and I meant they were clothed from their neck to their feet. Amen, and both of them shook their head, yeah. Thank God, when it's over, they come to me and said that word cloak meant the same as the priest's garment when he went in. Out to the Holy of Holies. He was covered from the top of his neck all the way down. You say, preacher, thank God it ain't that way anymore. I know it. That's the reason we're in the shape we're in. How you go back to Isaiah, chapter 6, where the Bible said, Isaiah, I saw the Lord high lifted up, and his smoke filled the temple. Amen. And the Bible said the seraphims, which was holy beings, was flying about. And the Bible said they had six wings. With two they covered their face. And with two they covered their feet. And with two they did fly. How them seraphims, being holy beings, covered themselves before a holy God. But the generation we're in today, I can go around just looking like Hollywood, dressing like Hollywood, or undressing like Hollywood, amen, and saved. I'm saved by the grace of God. You wait a day of judgment, and we'll find out. The Bible said she got a broom, and begin to sweep her house. Boy, do we ever need a good Holy Ghost broom, how to sweep our homes today. And I'm not talking about the church. When the home gets holy, amen, the church is going to be holy. And God, till the homes get holy, we're just going to have a bunch of confusion down at the house of God. Amen, whenever I was a kid and I'm almost 70 years old, amen, you could go to Brush Harbor meetings and places like that, and women with long hair, long dresses, and they'd shout. I mean, they'd worship God. I bless your heart, down you go. I look like you walked into a bar room. I bless his name. It's time we turned around and went back to our house. Now I'm preaching about home. It's time we went back to our house and see how our house is. Can you picture them old preachers back in the 30s, 40s, 50s? Amen. Back then, sitting and watching television. No, sir. How could you picture them sitting there playing with a computer, no siree. They stuck their face in the Word of God. They prayed and seek something from God, and just they didn't go about trying to correct the Word of God. They just preached what it said. I bless your heard today. I heard a man the other day talking about Abraham Lincoln. He said, I don't know nothing about Abraham Lincoln. He remember said he marked two pages in his Bible every morning. He got up and read them two pages out of the Word of God every morning. Amen. He said, you know what he did not do at night? He said he did not sit and watch television. You know what our first president said? He said it's impossible to rule a nation. Amen. Without God and the Bible. How you look at our nation today, see what kind of shape it's in. How they're rejecting God. How rejecting the Holy Word of God. Amen. Come on now. I feel a mean streak. Wished I had about 2 hours. Thank God Jeremiah said, seek out. Have the old path, and when you find it, he said, walk therein, and you shall find rest unto your souls. But in 2012, they're saying the same thing as they said in Jeremiah's day. We will not walk therein. Amen. I bless your heart. How the Bible said in Chronicles, if my people which are called by my name, I will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. How then will I hear from heaven? I'll forgive their sins. I will heal their land. You know where our problem is? It's home. Amen. It's home. If you can go to home, after you get out of church and dress like Hollywood, I say you miss God. Ain't something about God, about the Holy Ghost of God, when He gets in you, the Bible said when He has come, He will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and judgment. Amen. If you can live and act and divorce and remarry and shack up and live together, be a sodomite, amen, do all this and still claim to be with God, I say you missed it somewhere. Holy Ghost will reprove you. I said it the other day talking somewhere. I remember when I was a little snot-nosed kid, the first time I ever put a bathing suit on, it was a pair of britches cut off. I put them things on, wasn't nothing there but boys, and I felt as ashamed as a man could shame. But the Bible said now, how will they blush when they commit their abomination? Hallelujah, they said nay. How were they ashamed when they committed their abomination? I said nay, they would not even blush. We're living in a generation that can live like Hollywood and not blush, not be ashamed. Well, I see our time coming on. I thought this time we would turn it back to Brother Jones.